You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into episode 115 of the Sources Say podcast, your go-to Kentucky basketball and recruiting podcast on the Growing KSR Podcast Network. I am your host, Jack Pilgrim of Kentucky Sports Radio. Very excited and happy to be joined once again by the one, the only, Sean Smith of Go Be Blue Country. Sean, how are you?
Did you say one as in number one?
Ooh, good wordplay there. Why would I say one, Sean?
Well, Shaedon Sharpe, the number one player in ESPN, Rivals, and On3, just committed to Kentucky, Jack.
He is a Kentucky Wildcat. This is a moment, Sean, we've been waiting a long time for. It's one that we've discussed on this show, behind the scenes, through text messages, all of the various platforms. We have talked about the possibility of Shaedon Sharpe joining the fold since, I mean, late spring, early summer. I mean, this has been something that we've talked about for months that has finally come to fruition. This is something that Kentucky, they got on early. They kind of solidified itself before everybody else did when Shaedon was a top 100, you know, fringe top 100 player. They kind of solidified itself as the favorite early on and kind of got to reap the benefits of him blossoming into the number one prospect in the country and UK just being the favorite from start to finish. And Sean, it's finally come to fruition. He is a Kentucky Wildcat, announcing his commitment this evening over offers from Arizona, Kansas, Oklahoma State, and the G League Ignite. They offered a contract upward of $1 million. So Sean, let's jump right into it. What does this commitment mean for the program and just kind of, you know, both in the long term and in the immediate?
It gets Kentucky back to doing what they used to do, Jack. I mean, Kentucky, John Calipari talked about on his press conference today when asked about the recruiting momentum. And he said, we've been the number one or number two class, you know, every year. Yeah, they had. They'd always gotten to that. But those classes felt different because they were missing the guys that were at the top, like the number ones, the number twos, the number threes, and those top five prospects, Jack. And I think that's what it gets Kentucky back to doing. It's a good PR thing right now. Kentucky is going to kind of dominate the headlines here for a week or so. And then depending on what happens with some other guys, you could get some more momentum going your way. So Duke has been that school. Memphis has been that school. When you get these guys, you get the cool guys in college basketball. Everyone is high on Shaedon Sharpe in college basketball and in professional basketball. Shaedon's one of those guys that makes you the cool school. And it's good that Cal and this staff, this is Orlando Antigua, Chin Coleman, the new staff. This is their first strike right here. The one that really gets the ball rolling.
Yeah, you look at the numbers. He averaged 22.6 points per game on 48% shooting and 36.4% from three, 5.8 rebounds, 2.7 assists per game in 12 games at Peach Jam. That's the best of the best competition. You don't get anything better than Peach Jam, and he was the best of the best at that event. He finished with 20 or more points 8 times, 25 or more 6 times, and 30 or more points twice. He also finished in the top 5 in total three-pointers made. So, Sean, this is a guy I've mentioned the Malik Monk comparisons countless times on this show. He himself compares himself to a player like Bradley Beal, who used to play at Florida and now is considered, you know, widely considered one of the top scoring guards in all of the NBA. So, not horrible comparisons for you know, a guy that you're hoping comes in and is an immediate impact guy like Shaedon. So, you know, you've watched this film. You've gotten to see him, you know, see him a couple times. What do you think of Shaedon Sharpe game, and what kind of impact do you think he could make at a school like Kentucky?
Man, he's a killer. He is a killer, man. His athleticism, his ability to rise above the rim and stuff like that, those explosive plays that, you know, you talk explosive plays a lot in the game of football. Basketball has them too. Those guys that can just absolutely just take your will, that's what Shaedon Sharpe does. He'll go right through you, Jack. A physical guard, a physical explosive wing. That's what Kentucky's getting in this one.
Yeah, he's a shot creator at all three levels. And this is a guy that we said things like that for players like BJ Boston. And yes, BJ Boston is a shot creator at all three levels, but there's something to be said about the contact and physicality that Shaedon also brings to the table. 6'5", 185 pounds. And I beg to differ that I think he might weigh a little bit more than that. I think he might be pushing 190, 195, maybe even pushing 200, especially by the time he gets on a college campus. The first time I ever saw him play, I thought that the coolest part about his game is that, like you said, he explodes through contact and goes into you for and one finishes. This isn't a guy that, you know, you're not going to hear Coach Cal with his, oh, stop with the flipsy doos and the, you know, dunkaroos and all that stuff that he would say for players in the past. This is a guy that he's going to go through your chest and try to finish over the top of you as opposed to around you. And that's something that, I mean, that's music to Coach Cal's ears. And Sean, there's a story that I've said a couple times, and I may have mentioned it once in passing on this show, but it's my favorite Shaedon Sharpe story. I was watching him at Peach Jam. John Calipari was there. He was watching it with Jay Lucas, Coach O, and Chin Coleman. They were all watching Shaedon play. There was one play, Shaedon's a dude that he's gonna, you know, give you a couple dribble moves and try to create his own shot, you know, with the step back jumpers, things like that. He's gonna hit you with a couple 1-2-3 punches to try to create his own shot. He did this, but he was in the left corner, you know, kind of closed in, kind of back against the wall. He had this double step back move, went between the legs, step back almost behind the goal in the left corner, went up with it and drilled it. And Coach Cal audibly, I've never seen him do this with any recruit ever in the past, audibly went, stood up and went, ooh, clapped and like did a ooh. I've never seen a coach give that reaction in person to a kid that he's recruiting that's not even publicly committed behind the scenes. Like, you know, behind the scenes, he had kind of given a, like, yeah, I'm coming, coach, don't worry about me. But a guy that isn't publicly committed to be that excited about a kid, I've never seen that ever, Sean. And there's that level of excitement with Shaedon Sharpe around this program. Look, this is a guy that when UK offered, I think he was ranked 86 in the country, something like that. Mm-hmm. So there is a level of confidence. There was a level of confidence in this kid's ability way back when, before he was a somebody. And yeah, I was talking to people within the program, you know, leading up to Peach Jam, the weeks leading up to it. And then actually at Peach Jam, you know, he was top 15, top 10, pushing that top 10-ish ranking. And there's one individual that absolutely matters inside this program that said, I don't care what the rankings say, he's the number one player in the country. He will end up being the number one player in the country, and that's what we're recruiting him as. We are recruiting him as the foundational piece of this recruiting class, and Kentucky just got it.
By the way, I'm clipping out that audio that you just did, the woo, and every time Kentucky gets a commitment now, I'm just going to put that out there. Like, that's the audio that we're going to roll with. Not only did you ever see John Calipari do that, I've never seen you do that. I about threw my phone out of my hand. It freaked me out at first, but no, man, this is a big one. This is huge for the program. I wrote about it this morning. I said today, I titled the article, Tuesday is a huge day for the Kentucky basketball program. And I'm sure some people look at that and be like, why? You know, they've had recruitments. They've got guys. No, it's different. You just made a coaching staff change. You just went through all this stuff in the spring. You're coming off a terrible 9-16 year. You need something that's a shot in the arm, and you're getting it. It's the number one player in the class. And I just think that it's massive for the program. It's massive for Cal's energy. And I thought he looked like a guy in the press conference today, Jack, that has found his energy again. He looked revived. He looked rejuvenated. Something like last year when we look on those press conferences, man, he looked defeated every time you looked at him. I thought he looked really good today. It was on Zoom. It wasn't in person, but I thought he looked like a guy that had a lot of energy And I think it's because he's like, man, yeah, this is what we do. This is what we used to do. And he was asked about recruiting momentum, and he said, what? What do you mean? We've had the number one and number two classes. But then he even admitted, but yeah, maybe some of the momentum. They've had number one and number two, Jack, but it's just so different when those number one and number two classes include guys like this.
Yeah, and I thought it was really telling. Some of those recruiting quotes were very on the nose of things that came out today, things that we've kind of discussed behind the scenes, some things that we've said on this podcast. He flat out said that there are recruits out there that are being promised things, that they're saying, I want this role, I want this many shots, I want this many touches, I need to start, you know, things like that. And he said that he has been walking away from the table on several prospects. And Sean, news came out today that Kentucky and Nick Smith Jr. officially cut ties. He had an official visit scheduled for this past weekend. He did not take it. It got canceled, and he will not be rescheduling that. And he is a player that, Sean, we've talked about extensively on this show about, that there were some hurt feelings behind the scenes, that there was some conversation publicly and privately that he was a little bent out of shape about Kentucky's approach and how they weren't, you know, the level of contact wasn't the same as others, and that, you know, he didn't know what else he needed to show there. You know, I talked to him one time, and his exact quote was, I don't know what else I need to do to show him that I'm good enough. And there was a little kind of put offness to his tone. And when I talked to somebody close to the program at Peach Jam about, you know, hey, I've been talking to Nick Smith a little bit, what's the deal with there? You guys are watching him play, but it feels like there's some tension there. What's going on there? And it was kind of a little bit of tension thrown my way from the Kentucky side of things too, where they were like, the dude's had a broken wrist for 2 months. What are we supposed to offer a kid that we haven't seen in person? You know, we haven't seen him in public because of COVID the last year. This is our first chance to see him in person. Were we just, you know, was he just expecting us to drop what we're doing and extend an offer just because of his name or what his ranking is? And like, we like him as a player, we like him as a kid, we just needed to see him in person. They saw him in person, they extended the offer. But it always felt like there was some, just not even bad blood, but that there was just something that relationship was going to have to be retooled and fixed for any, you know, positive momentum, you know, in the possibility of UK ended up, you know, landing him at the end of the day. And I just think at the end of the day, UK fell in love with Cason Wallace. They already knew that they kind of had Shaedon Sharpe, not locked up, but penciled in as their guy. And they felt really good about their chances there, that when push came to shove, Nick Smith just kind of wasn't at the top of their priority list. Great kid. He's a hell of a player. I mean, there's a reason that he, you know, dropped 30 points in the championship game of Peach Jam. I mean, he's that level of talent. But when push came to shove, I think Kentucky found its core backcourt pieces, headlined by Shaedon Sharpe, and they said, screw it. Let's call a spade and let's move forward with this thing. And I think that's probably the most exciting part of this Shaedon Sharpe commitment, is that I think Kentucky knows exactly what they want, and they're going to finalize these pieces before the early signing period. And now they can focus on their other big chickens in this class, in Derek Lively. Derek Lively is the headliner outside of Shaedon Sharpe, make no mistake about it. But I think solidifying this commitment, Cason Wallace kind of being next in line as a guy they think they're going to be able to wrap up here quickly. Behind the scenes, I think it's already happened, but publicly, I think if they just feel good about this foundational piece being solidified now.
Anytime that you have a situation where a recruit ends up not taking their visit, canceling their visit, and then you get the cutting ties, that it's always leads into, well, someone else got the spot. That's how you read that. That's Cason Wallace. It has to be. And we've talked about that November 7th commitment date. We believe that thing might get moved up.
Yeah.
Especially, and you see Jay Lucas tweeting out all these things that he tweets. You know who he's talking to. I mean, Cason is a Jay guy. Like, that's a Jay connection guy there. So it came down to it, right? They offered Cason Wallace and Nick Smith Jr. on the same weekend after Peach Jam. We had questions about, well, why hasn't Kentucky offered Cason Wallace? Why hasn't Kentucky offered Cason Wallace? Well, Cal wanted to evaluate these guys. He did. He evaluated. He saw what he wanted to see. He felt out both recruitments, and then it comes down to it. They decide where they want to go with it. And I think that Cal knows, and they don't just offer anyone, Jack. Obviously, they thought Nick Smith Jr. was a good basketball player and one that was worthy enough of having a UK offer at one point. But then it kind of comes down to, after you evaluate and after you look and who else you're getting and all this stuff, it comes down to, all right, what do we need? And that Shaedon Sharpe, boom, Cason Wallace, all the momentum is trending with Kentucky right now. Kentucky's put themselves in position, Jack, to have a dominant close to the summer season here and into the fall.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, it's just I keep thinking, like, Shaedon kind of feels like that golden goose of this class, that one. I mean, he's the number one player in the country, right? But it feels like he is a late signing period spring guy, that he's like the final complementary piece that you want to add as your home run swing going into the following year. But for Kentucky to have him locked up now and have him as a recruiting tool alongside Sky Clark, who is a very well-liked kid in this class, UK now has so much recruiting momentum, not just with the coaching staff and the swagger that comes with bringing back Coach O and Chin Coleman's, emergence as the, one of the top guys on the staff as well. Jay Lucas, his role's still there. It just feels like it's not only the coaching staff being able to do the talking. Now UK has the number one player in the country able to, vouch for them and recruit on behalf of the Kentucky Wildcats alongside Sky Clark, who's already a well-liked guy. Sean, it just feels like after months and months of waiting for that big bang in this class, it feels like this is going to be the first domino of several pieces coming up here in the very near future.
It is. It's the one that broke the dam. How I look at it. It's about to go. And we had a lot of questions. I know your DMs have been full, mine have been full, mentions, everything. When's Kentucky going to get a commitment? And I think, too, the fact that Sky Clark committed so early. I mean, super early, right? You don't ever get guys that early at Kentucky or somewhere like that. But it's been a while since they've had something in a domino fall for 2022. And Shaedon Sharpe is the first one. And, man, you're talking about when you can get the number one guy this early in your class, a guy that others want to play with, you best be believing Calipari is going to be doing the Vince McMahon thing that we see on Twitter. And here I am doing it right here. And, like, you know that's coming. Like, he certainly feels good today. And not just today. I think he's a guy that feels really good moving forward.
I just love the pieces as a whole. And we're going to talk about this too, because Chris Livingston's obviously a very significant part of that. We touched on it a little bit in our last episode, but now that Shaedon is committed, we kind of got to reevaluate that and look at the total group. You have Sky Clark, who is seen as, one of the best ball handler facilitators, smooth, silky smooth type players as your one. You have Shaedon Sharpe, who is arguably the best scorer in high school basketball, again, Malik Monk, Bradley Beal comparisons, as your go-to two. And then you have Cason Wallace, who is seen as the gritty, grimy, do anything to win at all cost mentality type player as your three or two. All three of those players are complementary pieces. They're versatile. All three of them can play all three positions. That's part of it. But can you ask for a better backcourt even considering the fact that they're all freshmen, can you even ask for a better backcourt than what UK is? It feels like they're on the cusp of signing. Should they, pull off a commitment in Cason Wallace as expected? It feels like these three pieces are so cohesive and that they're going to fit together so well.
Yeah, and this leads me into this. And the only reason I'm asking is because Derek Terry actually asked this to me earlier, and he was talking about this class. If it ends up being Cason and Shaden and Sky on the perimeter, let's assume Ty Washington leaves to the NBA draft. Let's say he's that good. John Calipari talked about today. He's better than what he thought he was. Do you think, Jack, that they need to add another guard, maybe a veteran guard, maybe the transfer portal or somewhere late to go with those guys? Because whoever it is at point guard, they're not going to have to come in and score a ton of points. They've got guys if that ends up being their class. Or do you think that Sky is the guy there to lead the point spot? Or they have a bunch of combo guys is what this class is going to be made up of.
Well, I go back to Cal's comments today. He flat out said that he likes his three-guard lineup. It's something that he's going to continue to utilize. He said that there are four point guards on this current roster, adding Kellen Grady, who played a significant amount of point guard at Davidson, that he likes having more than necessary, you don't want to be in an emergency situation like UK was in this past season where you think you have your guy and that guy ends up not being who he should be, and then the sky is falling outside of that. I think all parties involved are very confident in those three players, but I wouldn't be shocked if when push came to shove, when the transfer portal opens up next spring, that some Marcus Carr type option, one of those type where it's one of those you can't help but look and explore that possibility. And I guess, Marcus Carr's not a good situation. Look at a guy like, the Davion Mintz equivalent or whomever, just somebody that is that veteran presence, that sure thing in college basketball that you know that he's going to come in and he's going to give you a guaranteed, whatever you're looking for, that guaranteed locker room presence, that guaranteed veteran leadership that you're looking for. I think that would be something that Cal would explore just because it's so hard to trust three freshmen as your only options at point guard. That would be my only thing. But in terms of talent, I think those three are more than enough to put UK over the edge. And you never know what happens with a guy like CJ Frederick, Dante Allen. You got to factor in those other wing positions on top of this. But I do think that there's a chance that depending on the departures, what happens with Xavier Wheeler, guys like that. My gut tells me that Xavier came to Kentucky to be a one and done, and that's going to be what happens to him at the end of the day, whether, that he ends up being an overseas guy or what. But I think he came to Kentucky hoping to be a one and done. But should he change his mind and come back, I think that's your guy. If there's another player complimentary piece like that in the transfer portal, you consider adding him at the end of the day. But I'm definitely confident in the pieces that they've added for sure, Sean.
Yeah, I am too. And remains to kind of be seen exactly where this class goes, but the blueprint is there to follow. Now it just becomes when those dominoes continue to fall. Got the first one today. We'll see what happens with Cason Wallace and with the others in this class. But the thing that I would say is Kentucky basketball is going to be just fine in recruiting. Orlando Antigua, Chin Coleman, this new staff, you're finally seeing the effects of that. And I think that that's going to continue to play out as we move along through the fall.
Absolutely. We'll wrap it up here shortly. If you're going to ask me for my updated, penciled-in recruiting class, what the foundation of that class is going to look like, I'm going Cason Wallace, Sky Clark, Shaden Sharp, Chris Livingston is the four. And I think that this is going to force Cal's hand to go four out. And, I know that he kind of flirted with the, Jacob Toppin at the four and played the two big thing that he tried working this past season with Isaiah Jackson and Olivier Saar at times. But I think that the push for Chris Livingston is to put him at the small ball four and have a true four out, one in, dribble drive that is going to maximize shooting, maximize versatility, and move the ball around, get shots up. you know, kind of try to modernize the college basketball game.
What's the common denominator with all these guys we've talked about? It's that Sky Clark, Shaedon Sharpe, Cason Wallace, Chris Livingston, they all can do things with the ball in their hands. But on the other side of this, they can all play off the ball as well. That's the stuff. And Cal talked about that on his presser with us this morning, that even talking about this year's team, that they're going to go to – there's going to be four guard spots. That doesn't mean all those guys have to be guards. They just have to have guard skills.
Right.
That's you can see a philosophy change coming here. He even talked about how in the past it was guys that were just freak athletes would still go number 10 in the draft, even if they didn't have the skill set. No, that the game has changed. It's all skill set. Livingston, Wallace, Sharp, Clark, they all have that skill set with the ball in their hands or off the ball as well. I think that that's what you're seeing possibly put together. The crystal balls are trending. You see the trend kind of turning with Chris Livingston now to Kentucky. Cal is definitely doing some work right now.
And then at that five position, one of Derek Lively or Adembona. And I think that's the ball is in Derek Lively's court. I think that they've kind of, like I said last episode, there's some conversation about if those two can play together. And that's kind of been the push for Chris Livingston. And as much as I'd like to see both of them play together, as much as I think they could play together, I think UK is officially going to move forward with going for Derek Lively as their top center option and hope that he's the guy. And what a hell of a get that would be. Then, you know, number two player in the country alongside Shaedon Sharpe is a number one player in the country. I mean, you can't ask for anything better than that. And then, you know, or if that fails, if he goes elsewhere or whatever, then you have Adembona in your back pocket as the guy that you really like and would serve as that backup option. I think that's definitely going to be the one or the other situation that Kentucky fans have to be confident in. But one hell of a five, a group of five in Sky Clark, Shaedon Sharpe, Cason Wallace, Chris Livingston, and one of Derek Lively or Adembona. Very hard to ask for anything better than that group, Sean.
Yeah, it's you can't do much better than that. That's certainly a group that, on paper, when you add in who could come back from this roster, that would be a team that's in position to possibly be a preseason number one, preseason top three, top four team. Yeah. If you have that makeup of that roster that has NBA potential, there's going to be some guys come back off this roster. We really don't know who. What remains to be seen exactly how this season goes. But if you can blend some experience with all that talent, man, that is a roster that is scary if it all comes together.
And it all starts with Shaedon Sharpe's commitment. One heck of a get for the program. Hats off to John Calipari. Tip of the cap to Orlando Antigua, Chin Coleman, and Jay Lucas for solidifying this commitment. Absolutely monster, monster get for the program, and definitely gets the ball rolling for some other big-time commitments here in the very near future. And we'll be along for the ride for all of it. We'll continue to get these episodes up. We enjoy doing them, and we're grateful for all of our listeners. Sean, with that, let's get the heck out of here. Where can fans find your work?
You can find my work at GoBigBlueCountry.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at GBBCountry.
You can find me on Twitter at JackPilgrimKSR. Reach out to me via email at JPilgrim@KentuckySportsRadio.com. With that, we'll be back next time for another jam-packed Source of Say podcast. We will see you then.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.